And as our blessed Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to purify the outer self, make us obedient to his lightest wish, clothe us in whatever power will give him the greatest cooperation to the fulfillment of our cause for the freedom of our purity and freedom of our nation and peace to all life for eternity. This is the only freedom there is. My beloved family of the violet consuming flames, almighty freedom to life. Tonight, I hope I may release in and around you that which will keep you reminded to acknowledge the violet consuming flames protecting victory and freedom from all human creation, not only around yourselves, but wherever you go in the outer world and you see that which is constructive and needs to be sustained, keep calling your mighty I Am Presence and keep calling to us, all who direct the violet consuming flame and all who direct the center master's wall past not a blue flame, to keep charging into everything you see, everything that you know is constructive, sometime each day. Charge in and around everything that is constructive, whatever violet consuming flame and fiery Christ blue lightning control of everything we know makes that invincibly victorious and protected for eternity and makes it forever the outpouring of the divine plan fulfilled. I have many reasons for asking this of you tonight because there are so many conditions in the outer world that are constructive, people that are trying to hold to that which is constructive, but do not know how to sustain what they do constructively long enough to make it survive and fulfill the divine plan. So no matter what you see or what you have in your own world, keep calling forth what your mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts know is enough violet consuming flame and fiery Christ, blue lightning wall of blue flame and indestructible protection we know makes you victorious over everything that would like to take away from you the blessings that you draw around yourselves through the fulfillment of your calls. And as you do this for conditions of the outer world, you will find people will respond to you, good constructive people in the outer world who need encouragement and help from you will respond to you very much more quickly than if there is much discussion goes on of the conditions of the outer world that are surely tragic and will eventually consume themselves. We want to draw in and around you certain cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flame that will draw into the feeding of the people. Wherever you ask this to come forth, there will come our ascended master feeding of what is within the violet consuming flame that is the purifying love that brings ease and comfort and peace to the outer self of those who will accept it. You who understand it know this and can call it directly into action. But through radiation and through your calls into constructive channels of what we know will establish there, the violet consuming flame and fiery Christ blue lightning wall of protection around everything that is constructive and that it is used to fulfill the divine plan, you will give us many opportunities to anchor into outer physical conditions the sacred fire from our octave that will help them to survive. Now you might say to us, well, if you have all this power and you know all this, why don't you do it? Now don't let that feeling come into you if you want any more help from us. When you pass judgment on an ascended being who has given everything down through the centuries, Don't let that feeling of resentment and criticism and condemnation come in and rob you of your freedom, because it will. We are asking love, mercy, and forgiveness to come in and around all life in the outer world that is trying to hold to something constructive. But there is a divine way and an action of the divine law that demands that that protection and help be given according to the regulations of the great cosmic beings who own the planet, who have created it, who sustain it, and who keep the powers of nature growing upon the planet to help feed mankind. The day mankind quits and stops, cuts out the habit from the outer self, from the feeding world, of criticizing and blaming and condemning some other part of life for not doing something different, the day any individual or mankind en masse would stop that, we could set you free in almost 24 hours. We have begged and pled with the people down through the ages, through the centuries. Every ascended being who has brought light to the earth has asked mankind to stop these things that create the sinister force and enslave mankind to destruction. So when conditions are wrong, and there are plenty of conditions that are wrong, we see them, we know they exist, just the same as you do. But resentment, criticism, condemnation, and blame will never correct them. And there is no such thing as constructive criticism. The outer world doesn't believe that. Mankind's intellectual concepts will deny that. But that has nothing whatsoever to do with the law of energy and the qualification of that energy by the feeling and the thought of those who send it forth. Therefore, your protection, my dear ones, depends on this, your willingness to hold yourself so completely within our ascended master feeling that you are not caught in the whirlwind and the tornado of the feeling of the masses of the people in the outer world that is whirling everywhere in the atmosphere of Earth just like a tornado. And if you begin to feel deeply criticism or condemnation about conditions or people of sometimes of which you only have fragmentary information, you will not make the mistakes that have caused your problems in the past. Therefore, my one main motive of bringing this to you tonight is that you may stop creating problems for yourselves and make yourselves strong enough to be victorious and give help to others as who are constructive and who are entitled to your help. Everyone who is constructive in the outer world today and trying to hold to God as that one understands it is entitled to your call for help, protection, and the illumining presence that will make that individual victorious over every destructive condition. And if you don't want to help others become victorious over destructive conditions, then all the ascended masters in the universe can't set you free. We are hoping for enough power to be released through the I Am student body, who will give us this obedience. My dear ones, if we were sure that you would not criticize or blame or condemn anybody or anything that is trying to do what is right, or even those that are not, if we were certain that you would not qualify the energy in your feeling world with criticism or condemnation or blame to some other part of God's life, we could clothe you in between 2 seconds in power, such power as would make you absolutely invincible in the midst of all destructive forces, make you invincibly victorious over everything that is a limitation, and make you more than that, illumined enough to make the people of the outer world recognize that there is a power of light in and around you that illumines your atmosphere and illumines your body and that is different from what's in the rest of the world. I have many reasons for this tonight. This will also be a tremendous benefit to your health and to your supply. Now I trust I have your cooperation. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? We want you to send forth as much as you can the call to us, to your mighty presence and to us, to charge in and around every condition that comes to your attention that is constructive and needs protection. We ask you to call forth our ascended master, invincible, all-protecting victory of our ascended master, freedom. Now, we know what is needed down here. You don't have to tell us anything. We've watched it for a good many centuries. We know every detail of what's going on that's wrong. We know a lot more about it than you do. But what we want to do is protect what is right. In order to have a certain proportion of the energy of the people of this nation protected enough to let us release into them and through them enough of the sacred fire to consume that which otherwise wants to desecrate your nation, your freedom, your bodies, your minds, your homes, and anything and everything within your nation. Therefore, we ask you again, that whenever you see things that are wrong, and supposing people are doing something wrong, if you call to your mighty omnipresence and the mighty omnipresence of that life stream to blaze in and call to all the ascended masters who are trying to purify mankind at this time to charge in and around that individual what we know will prevent the wrong and hold protection for what is right in that life stream, you will not only help that individual, but you will have the love and gratitude from the higher mental body of that individual pouring back to you to help the light expand in and around you as you help the outer self to receive more light from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host to protect what is constructive in that life stream. Most people are more interested tearing somebody to pieces and seeing what's wrong than they are in an individual, than they are in holding protection for what is right and asking for its expansion till it eats up the wrong. Don't you see, mankind has got everything in reverse. It is exactly the reason there is this condition in the world today of such frightful hate and war and filth. Therefore, when you see conditions that are constructive and need protection, don't miss the opportunity, because you can keep this going all the time. And in the decree you gave tonight to drive and bind all that is of the beast out of all the channels of transportation and communication, I wonder if you realize that that includes your automobiles as you go down the highway. Did you think of that? Now, if you want protection there, then call it into action. If you want protection for other cars on the road or trucks, call just this which I have said tonight. The mighty I Am presence of those who are driving automobiles or trucks, and charge them with what we know is the great central sun's master power frame of all the invincible, victorious, all-protecting freedom from everything that is wrong, and to enfold everyone on the highways with whatever sacred fire of the violet consuming flame and fiery bright blue lightning purity consumes everything wrong and holds the victim protection for what is right. Then if there are those going to do something wrong in your transportation, your call can place immediately on the highway. Your presence can flash a flame, and the presence of those who are driving the vehicles, that presence can flash a flame on the highway. Are the violet consuming flame and fiery kite blue lightning annihilation of what is destructive, and prevent accidents and protect those who are trying to do what is constructive and rendering a service to try to fulfill the divine plan. You'll find as you do this, it will conquer every habit within you that has created your limitations, your problems, or your distress, past and present. This has very definite effect upon your supply of money, upon your health, upon the harmony in your business, in your homes, in your relationship with each other. There isn't a bit of life that this won't help. When you call for us to release whatever sacred fire we know holds our ascended master victory of all purifying, all protecting freedom in and around everything that is constructive, you help us to sustain that which is constructive in your modern civilization, and at the same time, you protect yourselves. I could talk to you on this all night and only give you a fragment of what ought to be done. And I thank you for every decree you've ever given. And if you very often, when you think of the decrees that have gone forth, ask us to amplify them again. Decrees, when they go forth, aren't just a wave of energy that ceases to exist and expends its force and just goes on and then evaporates. It's a definite vibration that is immortal, because every bit of energy that your higher mental body sends forth in the fulfillment of your decrees, in the fulfillment of the divine plan, is sacred fire from the great central sun that is immortality. It is invincible, victorious freedom of the sacred fire that nothing of human creation can enter or change. This is power unlimited if you will set the habit, and I will help you with everything I know how to, so we can have a group of people who will, as many hours of the day as possible, in the midst of your outer world activities, keep pouring forth into the people around you the sacred fire that enables us to bring into the structure of the earth, as well as into your bodies and the bodies of those for whom you call this forth, more of the sacred fire purity from our octave of light that is the victory of indestructible, eternal, purifying freedom. And this is the love, forgiveness, and mercy which the violet consuming flame is, and the spiral blue flame is, and the great wall of blue flame is, as a protecting presence around you. If I were you, it only takes a few seconds that I would form the habit of holding this picture and just asking for its lightning descent to come around anything and everything that you know is constructive, and establish there what we know holds the victory and protection of everything that is right. We can, as you do this, can establish one focus of the violet consuming flame after another in and around individuals who are trying the best they know how at this time to hold to God as they understand it, and yet in their daily service they are rendering service to some other part of life that if they did not render it, you would just have savagery. When you understand what doctors and nurses and dentists and school teachers, and there are many others, good attorneys in the same condition, they have to wrestle for 8 hours a day with mankind's frightful, destructive energy and feeling and disturbing conditions and problems of limitation. And I don't care how much money they get, that has nothing to do with the willingness to render the service and help some other part of life come up out of suffering. And this, which I offer you tonight, is the master way to do it, that we do it, and if you will do it, it'll do it the same thing for you that it did for us. Thank you so much. Now we have consumed and consumed and consumed mankind's filth and evil again and again and again. And we are going to continue with your assistance. But if there is not enough of unascended beings to represent a certain proportion of the life streams of this nation, then we can only do so much. The more people respond, the quicker and more power we can use in the physical octave to prevent mankind's evil continuing in outer world channels. Because when you produce, or you allow mankind to produce chaos and destruction through the riots and the communistic activities in this nation, then people, there are many people held in those conditions by hypnotic control and do not understand what it is that is using them. This will clarify the atmosphere of the earth. It will also help the life stream, the higher metal body of every life stream embodied here, to hold greater light in and around the outer self of those who are trying to do right as best they understand it and are trying to call to God as they understand it. Now I come to something that I hope you will understand, because it doesn't make any difference whether an I Am student or not. When any part of life embodied in this world, in the midst of outer world chaotic conditions, with deep sincerity, honesty, and love, calls to God as the individual understands that, and keeps on calling to God and all the power of God to come into the condition and prevent what is wrong, there isn't a human being on earth that won't be answered. All it takes is the intense love from the physical side to the great God presence of life, the mighty I Am and the ascended host, who are the guarding God life and God consciousness and God power to this world and this system of worlds. And therefore, when anyone sincerely and honestly, with deep devotion in the feeling, reaches up to God as the individual understands it and calls all the power of God into the physical necessary to annihilate everything wrong and hold God control and God manifestation and God victory over mankind's evil, there isn't a human being in existence who can make that call sincerely and not be answered. And I offer you this tonight, because as you make this call and hold, ask us to hold around everybody that comes to your attention that's trying to do what's right, ask us to establish the violet consuming flame there and the wall of blue flame protection. As you make the call, your own higher metal body blazes that first, then we can amplify it from a cosmic angle by the power that affects the whole system of worlds, not just this planet itself. And so when the legions of the angelic host, who are limitless and all-powerful, pour forth more of that sacred fire in and around every constructive condition for which you call, that flame stands there and holds the fulfillment of your call if you will sincerely and honestly and determinedly call it forth and ask it to be made eternal there. So no human being can interfere with it, and mankind's discord, past or present, cannot take it out of the universe. In order to master destructive conditions in this world, you've got to replace everything that is wrong with the overwhelming God manifestations of what is right, and the ascent of master's victory, and the ascent of master consciousness that is master over everything in this world. You have to overwhelm everything destructive by all the sacred fire from the great central sun that we can draw, and that we know how is needed here, and from all our temples of the sacred fire, to draw this into every physical condition, to establish a permanently sustained protection for what is right, if you're going to have anything constructive left. This in the meantime, if you're willing to render this service, everywhere you see it, this will establish in and around you our divine plan fulfilled that clothes you in armor of protection and fulfills for you the divine plan that takes you through to mastery and the victory of your ascension. Because when you give this to the outer world, the great cosmic law is such that it amplifies in and around you the same amount that you give to the rest of the world and half as much again. So you cannot render this service without being the greatest beneficiary yourself. And I'm not giving it to you for any selfish reasons. If you understand me tonight, you won't miss the opportunity. And if just the people in this room alone were to call forth into every activity of our government, sometime every day, all the sacred fire of the cosmic victory of all-controlling, all-purifying freedom in and around everybody and every government channel you have within the nation. If you would call this forth into every outer channel, we could establish that there and consume the plans and every devilish thing that the communism wants to impose on this nation and has already imposed in certain channels, including your finance. Now, if you want to be free from the destructive conditions of the outer world, ask us to release all the sacred fire necessary to protect everything that is constructive and make it our cosmic flame of cosmic victory of all purifying, all controlling freedom and peace that is invincible for eternity and with which no human creation can interfere. You can have power without limit because there are unlimited legions of the angels of the sacred fire that can establish this wherever you call it forth. Just like you plant a plant in the garden, we can establish that flame, and everybody passing through that flame would be blessed, whoever passes that way. I explain this to you because the sinister force has down through the centuries, when mankind has hated so much and kept up war in sometimes the same nation for over a period of years, and the destructive etheric records are sustained in that locality. Sometimes that is carried over in the next century, or sometimes several centuries later, and people who pass that way feel that, and then respond. They don't know what it is, but they become dictatorial and destructive and begin to hate, and the next thing you know, they're caught in the same kind of an activity. We have consumed these things again and again, but we are asking you tonight to call forth what we know of every activity of the sacred fire that is the great central sun's master power flame in the invincible, indestructible, sacred fire, freedom, and mastery over everything that is of human creation. And let us establish this around those who are trying the best they know how to hold to the light and call to God as they understand it to protect what is constructive and overcome mankind's evil. And if you ask us to blaze in and around those individuals or those conditions, what we know protects all that is right, you won't have this condition of hijacking of your airplanes and the interference in your means of communication that simply exploits savagery and has no intention of doing anything but destroying everybody. And we are determined to do just the opposite with your assistance. Thank you so much. Now there is no failure. When you stand steadily with the sacred fire, and you're called to your mighty omnipresence first, always, and then to the use of the sacred fire, and then you're called to us to draw that sacred fire into every physical condition in this world that needs consuming. Let the sacred fire protect what is right and consume everything that is of discord mankind has generated. Therefore, unless those who are trying to do what is constructive within the nation are protected, how is your nation going to survive? What are you going to have in your nation? If you don't call the ascent of Master's sacred fire victory and purifying freedom into physical conditions of the physical world, how can you sustain what is constructive, whether it be in your own individual worlds, or in your government, or in the people of the outer world, or your business, or anything else that is mankind's activity in your modern civilization? Therefore, feel your responsibility to call whatever sacred fire, cosmic flame of cosmic victory, and all-protecting freedom we know is necessary to save and protect everything that is constructive within your nation tonight. And give protection to everybody and everything in the outer world that is trying to do that which is constructive to the best of their knowledge. So, from tonight, try to feel that the ascent of Master's octave, as well as the great central sun, is the limitless, overwhelming source of the sacred fire that can come in and fill the atmosphere of this world, fill the structure of Earth itself, can blaze through every human being on the planet, can blaze through all the powers and nature and forces of the elements, all the sacred fire that we know is invincible, indestructible, cosmic flame of cosmic victories, purifying freedom. And if you will call for this and set it into action, every time you get the chance, you automatically become what you call forth to bless the rest of life. And you cannot fail. We did not begin the explanation of this I Am activity without knowing the end from the beginning, and that end is to bring victory and purity and peace to the earth for eternity. So this is part of the process. And since we have blessed you, we ask you to bless the rest of life. And wherever you go, feel your responsibility. You don't have to get out and fight things. And don't become emotional and don't try to show off. But quietly within yourself, let your devotion go up and call to your mighty I Am presence to release what we know holds our cosmic flame of cosmic victory, of all purifying, all protecting freedom around everybody and everything that is trying to do right and hold to the constructive way of life at this time. And you will find there are limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire that can come to fulfill your call, can stand by your side, and can become visible on a moment when we choose to clear the atmosphere and make mankind behold the legions that they cannot oppose. So to this end, do we ask your assistance, and if you will give it to us, you never can lack for any good thing the rest of your unascended days. Thank you so much. And you will find that where people are constructive or trying to hold to that which is constructive and call to God as they understand it in certain outer world activities, when our angels of the violet consuming flame appear, they won't scare anybody. Everybody will love them. And the sinister force won't have any chance if you will keep calling this in to the physical octave within a certain time and call for whatever violet flame angels and fiery great blue lightning protecting angels are necessary to protect every person in your government that is trying to do what is right, to save this nation, to hold victory for what is constructive, and to hold the freedom which the ascended masters have given thus far in the physical conditions of this world till mankind understands about the ascension and makes conscious effort to cooperate with us so we can purify and raise all to their eternal freedom. So you cannot be anything but victorious as you call this into outer action. So from tonight, may your victory be without limit, be from the great central sun, the cosmic flame of all purifying sacred fire freedom from everything that is of human creation, and clothe you in power enough to help save this nation while there is yet time. So I commend you to your victory, and we will await your calls and see how much we can do within the rest of this year. May the fullness of everything we can give clothe you in all the sacred fire that makes you the victory for which your nation calls and makes you our heart flames, freedom to the earth and to everything that is constructive in the powers of nature and forces of the elements. So we clothe you again in the miracle mantle of our cosmic flame of cosmic victory and our sacred fire, violet flame, freedom and peace, to give you every blessing till you come to us for eternity. And we thank thee. Blessed beloved Saint Germain, please don't leave us a second. Blaze through us whatever you know. Protects everybody and everything that is constructive. And see, we are never surprised or off guard for a moment. We never let the human rule us for or fool us for any reason whatsoever. We command the outer self to give you unconditional obedience till this nation is safe and the earth is free for eternity from all mankind's evil. We thank thee forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire, love's almighty victory from the great central sun, that wherever we abide, it becomes eternal to the earth and eternal to thee as an enfolding presence to every life stream that is trying to do right at this time. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with what you know makes us your victory over all in this world, in everything we do, every instant, waking and sleeping, so this world and all upon it are ascended and free forever. Thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who's poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now we pour our love back to life and ask for the freedom of every bit of life in this world from all human creation forever. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation, individually and collectively, in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the sacred fire, cosmic victory, of violet flame freedom to the earth, which the ascended masters know is necessary to purify everybody and everything on the earth. We ask you to release it now, and through the I Am student body, let there flow the oceans of the violet consuming flame, and fiery Christ blue lightning purifying protection without limit for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved, mighty, omnipresent, and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with all the sacred fire and its cosmic victory from the great central sun, our beloved Saint Germain's violet flame, all protecting freedom to the earth. Give it to beloved Saint Germain and blaze without reservation whatever he knows purifies and saves our nation and brings peace to the earth for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end are we served, till this world and all upon it are ascended and free forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire, cosmic flame of cosmic victory manifest to purify and set free all within our nation and all that is constructed throughout the world for eternity. And we thank. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may every being of the sacred fire from the great central sun come to our assistance and pour forth whatever sacred fire brings peace to the earth as soon as possible. We thank thee.